Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 23rd, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
See, but directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, there is coming through the center of the light a tremendous, large, dark-looking ball. It gives me a very sad feeling of, would I say that it promotes a feeling of sadness to see this ball slowly coming through the sky. The very color actually has a feeling of doom to it. Now, above the ball, there's forming a large cross. It's not a crucifix, but an ominous black cross. Now, the cross itself is settling over the ball. The coloring of blue that came from about the trees is circling all about this ball, which resembles the world with a dark cross upon it. Now, the whole scene seems to be evaporating. It's just fading from view, like it had no materialism to it. It just seems to be evaporating right out of sight. And directly over Our Lady's statue, there is a light forming now, a very crystal clear circular light.
Oh, I can see Our Lady in the center of the light. She's coming forward now. She looks very tiny as she's traveling in from a distance. Oh, I can see Our Lady very clearly now.
She has on a most beautiful white gown. Her delicate feet have tiny sandals. One-strap sandals, but on the tip of the band, I can see a golden rosette type of rose, a tiny, small, golden rose in the instep of Our Lady's feet. Her mantle is blowing about her. It must be quite windy. Our Lady's mantle is a beautiful blue shade, a deep blue. Our Lady has about her waist a deep blue sash, and now she's taking from about her waist the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father beads and the crucifix of pure spun gold. It's absolutely beautiful. As Our Lady's turning now, she's extending the crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is kissing her crucifix now and placing her hand out and touching her lips with the first finger of her hand. My child and my children of the world, listen to me carefully, for I have for you a message of great urgency. I weep many tears for what is taking place now upon your earth, in spite of the many warnings and direction I have sent to you in the past. You still continue onto the road of great destruction, despair, and sorrow. Unknown to you and many, the leaders of the world's powers are gathering armaments to set them in motion for a great war. The news medias of the people do not carry the truth of this terrible crisis in your world. My children, I cannot in full detail now repeat myself again. The warnings given to you to do penance now, to restore my son's church to its former glory, and to make amends for the sins of mankind that cry out to heaven for a just punishment upon your world. Many warnings have been given in the past to mankind that have been rejected as being a natural catastrophe. I assure you, my children, many have not been natural, but supernatural in origin. They have been coming from the Eternal Father to warn you that your time is growing short. You must cleanse your nation and all of the nations of the world of their sins of impurity. They must restore each nation under God. I have told you in the past, and I repeat over and over, that sin is insanity. And with this insanity, your peoples of the world have formed a feeling, a major feeling throughout your world, that sin may be condoned and promoted under the name of modernism, socialism, communism, atheism, which is all pure Satanism. My child, we know of your great suffering. You will continue for a short time as a voice box from heaven. You are being moved, my child, for your safety. Do not be disillusioned, my child, by the reception or rejection, I will say, by the rejection of the message from heaven by some. You will understand as time goes on that it is heaven's plan for the separation of the sheep from the goats. I have warned you in the past that as man rejects the commandments of his God, all manner of sin and evil shall fall upon mankind. Murders, homosexuality, all aberrations of the flesh. The good shall be persecuted and the bad lauded as saviors of the world. There shall enter many false prophets among you who preach and give out doctrines of demons. My children, remove from your households all secular writings. Read only your Bible, the book of love and life. Your children are being exposed to mind control. Your children are being taught to sin, to hate, to murder. The elderly and the aged. Father against son. Mother against daughter. Strife within the household as Satan seeks to claim the souls of the young. The commandments of the Eternal Father were written in full. The construction of my son's church was directed in full. All will resound, written by the founding fathers of the church in the Bible, your book of life and love. Pastors in my son's church, whatever are you seeking to reform? You had the truth. You had the light. But with itching ears, you are listening to demons. All who seek reform and change will not receive a sanctification from heaven. Reform and you will die on the vine. My son is the vine dresser. You are all his children as branches, but you will die on the vine if you conform to the world. Oh, my children, have you had your mind so poisoned by Lucifer that you cannot recognize right from wrong? That you will condone murder? That you no longer know the value of suffering and sacrifice? Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer for your priests, cardinals, bishops, your clergy, for a great test, a delusion has been set amongst them to test their valor, to test their holiness, to test their fidelity to my son's church. Oh, sorrow of sorrows from your mother's heart, that as we now go throughout your world, can we say that there are 100 true priests left in my son's house? Shall he return and find even a flicker of faith left among his sheep? The shepherds don't carry the light. My children, parents, protect your children. You must now assume a great responsibility for the salvation of your children's souls. Do not expect you come from Rome. For Rome now is under great attack. 666. Satan, Lucifer, and his hordes of demons now are in control of Rome. Heaven will allow now the bishops, the cardinals, to be tested. The kernels shall be taken from the shaft, and all that is rotten will fall. Oh, my children, teach your children, all the young, about the angels, the angel guardians of heaven. You must teach them in a simple way the prayers. Oh, angel of God, my guardian dear, with whom God's love commits thee here, ever this day be at my side, to light in God, to rule in God, amen. Even at night, Satan roams the earth. You will cry out when your children fall, and shall they die without absolution or repentance, my children? Shall a mother's heart be torn, not knowing where the soul of the child now is? Prepare your households that you may not weep at the great destruction that is coming upon many cities. Nightly, as you close your eyes to sleep, you will say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. The act of contrition will be repeated constantly. Be ye that will fall without notice. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. My children, I repeat, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer, going throughout your country and all the countries of the world. It will be in the knowledge of the Eternal Father that soon a great trial will be set upon your country, my child, the United States. Those who pray and try, I say it is a difficult time for all, my children, but those who will try and make an earnest effort for the salvation of their soul and the souls of all about them will be rewarded by being shielded from the great catastrophe that will soon come upon you. You will pray, my child and my children, for your cardinals, your bishops, and all who are being misled or misleading others. Do not judge. You may despise the sin, but you must always love the sinner. Do not judge, for as you judge, so will the God in heaven judge you. Therefore I say, let no man out of malice judge another, but pray that this soul, this human being, my children and my child, that has fallen astray, will return to the narrow road that leads to the eternal kingdom of heaven. Our Lady now is taking the rosary, and she's extending her crucifix out like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost,
Our Lady now is moving across the sky to our left. She's just between the second tree to the left. Our Lady is smiling now. She looks so beautiful. Our Lady now is extending the crucifix of her beautiful rosary forward like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's beautiful and clear. Oh, the light is like looking through a clear-cut crystalline glass. And there are hundreds of angels coming forward. Some look like children. It's very difficult to describe them because they're all wearing long white gowns. But they have what appear to be children, they have the most beautiful crowns of roses on their heads. Oh, they're so beautiful. Our Lady now is going across the sky. She's past the top of the trees and the statue. Our Lady is leaning over now like this. She's leaning forward and making the sign of the cross with her rosary, the crucifix on her rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I bless you all for my children of the world. I bless you and send among you graces, graces for cures, graces for conversions. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
The sky, all about the trees, is becoming a deep pink, a most beautiful deep pink. Directly over our heads, the sky is opening up. It's like a diamond-shaped light coming through the sky, and the rays are just pouring out down onto the ground. It's so beautiful. Directly high in the sky, I can see Jesus. He's coming forward. Oh, he looks so beautiful. His feet are bare. There's nothing upon his feet. His mantle is a deep burgundy color. He has on a long, very loose-fitting gown. It's blowing about his feet. Oh, I can see the marks on poor Jesus' feet on his insteps. They look very sore. Jesus has a belting made of what appears to be like some kind of skin. I don't know, it's a very rough-looking belt. It's just like a piece of cord about his waist, and it's hanging down. It's quite long. Jesus has the headpiece of his cape, the cloak, down behind his hair. I can see as he's turning now. He's looking all about him to the right now, and he's moving over and looking over to the left. Now he's placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is gathering his robe closer to him. He's placing it, appears like his left hand is over his heart. He's gathering his cloak over. Now he's touching his lips with his first finger, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I do not, my child, intend to drain your meager energies at this time with a long discourse enlarging upon the counsel of my mother. However, it behooves me at this time to say unto all of my clergy, cardinals, bishops, and those priests of the nations, that my heart is torn because of the manner that my trusted have taken upon themselves the role
unbroken the wall. To suit all manner of fancy, man has been weakened in his spirit because there are very few to lead them. My clergy, you must take yourselves out of the world. You are secularizing my church, but you are also demonizing the sheep, subjecting them to falling into the abyss, because though the mercy of the Eternal Father is all-knowing and his heart is merciful, many of our sheep are falling into the abyss because many of my priests are on the road to perdition and taking others with them. Oh, my children, whatever shall become of you, it will take great strength of faith to remain true. I am the foundation of my church. The foundation is solid, but the walls are cracking. Cardinals and bishops, shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I shall say unto you, many of you shall fall into the abyss to be consumed by the fires in eternity. As we look and search the world for faithful and true pastors, we find that each and every cardinal and bishop has fallen into the molds of the world now, consisting of advancement in modernism, socialism, communism, and even Satanism. We find there are those over the age of reason that have made a mockery of my name, of my church, and in the name of Satan, they go about as angels of light with ravenous hearts, preaching doctrines of devils. You cannot escape a just punishment for your deeds. There shall be set upon mankind a great warning, far greater than man has ever experienced upon earth. And woe to the man who has not repented before the chastisement. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth. My child and my children, I must caution you now to repent of your sin. The United States of America has fallen from grace. Your country, my child, and many countries of the world are paganized, giving themselves, their peoples, over to all manner of sin and evil that must be cleansed. It will be cleansed through penance or suffering. suffering that will bring not only death to the body, but death to many souls before they can recover with conversion. Do you not know, my children, that you must look for the light from heaven to know the truth? The medias of the world are controlled now. You will know nothing of the actual factual truth. You will be given only what those in command wish you to know. I ask, as your God, that all who can read will daily read the book of life and love, and you shall not be taken unawares when the warning and the great chastisement befalls mankind. The second part of this chastisement shall be a war far greater than any war that has ever come upon your earth. And what did you do when my mother warned you many years ago, bishops and cardinals in my house, my church? What did you do to set in motion a plan for saving the children, the sheep, your children in my church? Because of pride and arrogance, you chose to keep this secret from the world. And now what will you do? A house in darkness wears a band of death about it. Remember this, oh pastors in my church. Pride is a great barrier against sanctity. Pride shall destroy you. You must return by a simple rule. You must become humble, pious, seeking God and not the ways of man. You must return, my pastors, to a life of prayer. I am much concerned over your search for change in my church. In the book of life, the Bible, the full knowledge is given to you of the construction of my church. Why are you now planning to take married men, making them what you call deacons, to give the sanctity and holiness, the grace in marriage to my sheep? What right have you to change the rules and the direction? Understand well, when I appointed the apostles, there were no names given as cardinals or bishops, but Peter was the first pope, the leader. And would you say not that the apostles were the first bishops? And after that, they chose from out of multitudes seven whom you call deacons and listed as deacons. But they were truly priests at that time. But you do not need the procedure now. If you are willing to ask the Eternal Father, and if you do not give yourselves over to doctrines of demons, you will have priests sufficient to carry out the ministry. But what do you do now? You will seek to make instant priests against the will of the Eternal Father. You will delude others to think that your deacons can take the sacraments and give them as in the priesthood? A priest, my children, is a chosen man of God. A true, legally ordained priest is far superior than any man as he represents me in the Godhead. I am your God, and I say unto you, continue to change my church, and you will fall. You will build a secular church, bringing in all, even heretics, even homosexuals, all aberrations condemned by the Eternal Father, you will permit in the name of humanism? Nay, no, I say unto you as your God. You will be given a short reign, for I consider you then an abomination, and as such you will be removed. All will be tested, like metals in the fire, and all that is rotten shall fall. Return, my clergy, to a life of prayer, holiness, and true purpose of your vocation. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is turning now to the right. He's going across the sky. He doesn't have to walk. It's so beautiful to watch. He's just floating across the sky on the right side. And looking down now, he's smiling. I can see him smiling so beautifully and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is smiling. My child, you will tell all that they are being especially graced now. A baptism of purity, a baptism of sanctity, a baptism of fidelity and valor. Jesus is now crossing across the sky. He's turned to his left. He's going completely across the sky now, and he's looking down and smiling and extending his hand out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now the sky is opening up, and all of the beautiful angels are joining Jesus. They're proceeding over to the center of the sky, and Jesus is smiling. And above the statue, and above Jesus' head, there's extended a huge white cross. Oh, it's so beautiful. And all about the cross now, I can see words being written. Redemption, grace, peace in the cross. Redemption, grace, and peace. My child now, you will sit back. You will not succumb to the elements. Oh. Wow. It's really raining, isn't it?
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 23rd, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.